100 Word Stories.
Today's story, I actually took two different takes on this one. It's BDSM. Obviously, it's something you shouldn't read to the kids. But I took two different takes on it. Down in the dungeon, that's where Caroline goes every Friday. Her hands bound to the tile walls, her ankles shackled to the floor, a ball gag in her mouth, hot candle wax on her skin, and a rubber plug in her ass. No tears, no whimpers. Sometimes they whip her. Other times they spray her with the fire hose. Then there's the times they make microwave popcorn where she can hear it and smell it. She can't do anything about it. And then they whip her some more. When it's all over, they give her the bill. That's when she screams. Okay, here's a slight variation on that. Down in the dungeon. That's where Caroline goes every Friday to play. Binding the customer's hands to the tile on the walls, shackling their ankles to the floor, popping a ball gag into her mouth, dripping candles onto her skin, stuffing a rubber plug in her ass. She listens, no crying, no whimpering. So she whips the girl, sprays her with the fire hose. Nothing. She takes a break, makes microwave popcorn, lets the girl smell it, and gives her nothing. Finally, she tallies up the evening's bill and shows it to the girl. That's when she screams. So it's two different perspectives, and I just wanted to experiment. Experiment, okay. Phrasing! Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. Or is it stories? You can check out more in the archives, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Please don't turn the fire hose on me. Or make microwave popcorn. Thank you all for listening. And as always, keep it brief.